fighting for America.
There is a problem in the Middle East. Mad Islamists.
We're close today to 2,000 rockets have been fired from Gaza on our cities.
Utter just destruction. Everything's been destroyed. I'm just overwhelmed.
Fighting for Idaho.
Harry Reid lives in the Ritz-Carlton in Washington, D.C., and I'm sure from his perspective the border seems secure. President Obama and Harry Reid, both divorced from the facts and divorced from the reality.
Fighting for you.
Here we have a few members of the establishment who are trying to say, we know what you did at the convention, but forget that. Go enjoy your beer, ride your ATV, and watch sports. We'll run the country.
Boise's Mr. Right, Kevin Miller in the morning.
Remember who your friends are.
On 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Good morning. It is K. Miller in the morning here at 580 KIDO. You know, in this era of instant gratification, of instant experts, it's great that we have a, I don't want to say salty, but wily veteran, as Bob Dane in the radio business from FAIR joining us now here at 580 KIDO. And the reason why I like Bob Dane is certainly what FAIR does, and they have a annual conference every year. My great friend Bill LeMay goes, where they rally people about this issue that has become so sensitive, so almost like we can't even talk about it. But what I love about Bob Dane is he said to me, I think a year ago, and this tells you I don't get how much, hey, are you that Kevin Miller from Birmingham? And I'm going, Birmingham was like 15 years ago. So, yes, I am, and good to have you here, Bob.
And you are good friends with Marconi, too.
Yes. Yes, I am, Mr. Marconi. Boy, you still keep track of the radio. For people that aren't familiar with your group, FAIR, what does it do, and why is it so important, the issues that you're talking about?
The issues have never been more important. FAIR, the Federation for American Immigration Reform here and across the country, we have kind of a unique mission, Kevin. We have this nutty idea that immigration ought to serve our broad national interest, healthcare, education, stabilization of wages, the availability of jobs for U.S. residents instead of illegal aliens. There's a unique thought. And, you know, over the years, we've pushed for reforms really for this, what we call a discretionary social policy that is, when it's working well, as it does in many, many countries all over the planet, it serves our broad national interest instead of serving cheap business needs and the need for instant voters, primarily by the Democrats. And we've never been in a worse spot than we are now. I mean, because ultimately, you know, Kevin, under the single category of immigration, thanks to Obama's dismantling of most of our immigration laws, we don't have one crisis. We've got a whole bunch of them. You've got a border crisis. Huge numbers of Central American illegal aliens pouring across the border. You've got a constitutional crisis, a president who is bypassing Congress, basically thumbing his nose, extending the middle finger to the separation of powers. Yes, we have a humanitarian crisis. These illegal alien kids are facing dangerous journeys north. I mean, we even have a public health crisis emerging now because the kids who are coming across the border have never had a vaccine or inoculation. I mean, Obama has been playing politics with immigration, and we sure are seeing the dramatic and the chaotic results right now.
See, what I love about you, Bob, though, and your group gets it, and you've seen the change in talk radio, where in the old days, if you were pro-America, that was great, but today you're vilified, you're against the children, you're racist, you're xenophobic, and even our great forum, talk radio, has become neutered, so it's important that we have groups like yours that continue to rally folks about what's really happening. Are you concerned about, you know, again, without, you know, some national hosts, even those guys kind of tiptoe these days, about the neutering of talk radio?
You know, I think ultimately talk radio is probably the best ally. It's the electronic town hall of America. It's the shining prism of democracy. And it gives voice to local people, grassroots, who are feeling the effects of mass immigration on their local communities, their crime, the schools, the burdens. And ultimately, you know, I think that's where we're going to find the solutions to our immigration crisis, at the local level, by people who are paying attention. And believe me, if you're paying attention right now, you're getting concerned. So there are solutions at the local level, because no matter how high or thick we build that fence at the border, and we need to do that, as long as the incentives to come into the country remain, we're never going to get a handle on that problem. That means drying up jobs, implementing E-Verify, stopping the growth of sanctuary cities, and curtailing this insane trend of issuing driver's licenses, in-state tuition, and a veritable honeypot of benefits to those who have no legal right to be in the country.
Bob, how do we, whether it's at 580KIDO or at other places, go over the liberal, emotional, progressive argument, you know, articulated this week on Meet the Press by David Gregory, but we're against the children, and this is what America's about, and to say no to the people coming in with the diseases and everything else is un-American.
Well, look, ultimately, enforcing the law is the most humane thing to do. When you have a clearly established law and you have mechanisms in place for those who violate it, you set up clear expectations across the world for people who may be thinking about coming in. Rational enforcement of reasonable laws applied uniformly. That creates an orderly society, and it lets people know in advance what the consequences of their actions will be. Unfortunately, President Obama, he just makes things up as he goes along. So what we've had is a selective and unpredictable and a politically driven administration of the laws, and it has created chaos, and it's inhumane because it's setting up for an incentive, a powerful one, for people and kids in this particular instance to make a dangerous journey north with unknown outcomes. And the responsibility for this chaos rests with the president and no one else.
Bob, if people want to support FAIR, what can they do?
We're at fairus.org. Again, if you're paying attention to this, as you should be getting concerned. We can certainly help focus that energy and that concern you have into working with local groups and making a difference.
Well, getting back to this, though, you've been fighting this for quite some time. You remember Captain Amnesty, John McCain, the Bush amnesty where he and Rove turned on the base. Why don't people get it? I love it, again, back to Gregory, the American people want immigration reform. Heck, the American people just want the laws enforced. Look, Arizona 1070, that was just mirroring federal law, but Jan Brewer's a bad person.
I think there is a little good news in the current crisis. I hate to take a line out of Emmanuel's playbook, never let a crisis go to waste. There may be a little good news, because the longer the public watches what this administration is up to on immigration, they understand that the end goal is chaos and no limits, because you can't control what you can't limit, and that's the end goal. And moreover, Kevin, it may be that the Republicans are in a transition period, because after Obama was reelected, the Republicans followed Karl Rove's advice that amnesty for illegal aliens was the surest way to win the much-needed Hispanic vote. And I think that has found to be quite flawed, and there are signs that we're heading into another phase where the GOP, astonishingly, may be getting a backbone on this issue and is starting to listen to their core voters who don't want amnesty. And certainly, I think two things have come to pass that certainly put amnesty legislation 6 feet under, and that was the defeat of Cantor, the House Majority Leader in Virginia, and this recent border surge.
Bob Dane with us from FAIR as we continue on here, 580KIDO, Kevin Miller in the morning. However, we go back to the GOP, and let's talk about how dangerous the big money groups are, like the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, that have told the Republicans, you either make the illegals legal or we're not going to give you any money.
Yeah, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce has been behind this push for an unending amount of cheap labor. And nobody is indicting capitalism and free enterprise. That's all great stuff. But where is the moral and the ethical high ground of big business and political parties led by the Chamber of Commerce who collude to close down the American worker in favor of cheap, newly legalized foreign labor? You know, right now we're hearing business tell us the economy is doing a little better, so we need more workers. Well, okay, maybe there are more jobs. I certainly hope so. But shouldn't they go to one or more of the 22 million Americans who are either unemployed, underemployed, or have just fallen out of the job market altogether? I mean, if the economy does improve, isn't that a good opportunity to help Americans catch up? I mean, the fact is our immigration system is so bloated, not only with 12 million illegal aliens, half of them occupying jobs they have no legal right to, but then you've got 12 million, then you've got about 1.5 million legal immigrants coming in each year. Then on top of that, Kevin, you've got 900,000 foreign guest workers we're bringing in. And the bottom line is we need 150,000 new jobs opening up each month just to keep up with immigration. That's nutty. That's just a self-propagating cycle.
Bob, with us, Bob Dane with us from FAIR, with Kevin Miller at 580KIDO. Besides Senator Sessions, who else are protecting the flag in the Congress?
You know, Lou Barletta in the House of Representatives is very good guy, a rising star. And one of the reasons is that he came out of Hazleton, Pennsylvania, yep, which was a city on the East Coast which was hit particularly hard by illegal immigration. He started his career as a mayor. He fought back. It was a David and Goliath fight. He put into reforms mechanisms that dried up the benefits to that lured illegal immigrants into his town. Went on to Congress and has continued the fight and the quest for meaningful immigration reform, and I think he's a model for a lot of politicians in Washington.
You got Representative King, I guess, as well.
Oh, sure. Steve King's salt of the earth.
Yeah, Steve King gets it. Senator Sessions. But these guys, you know, I remember Mayor Lou from his Hazleton, PA days making national news and the like, but he, like you and others, that are just saying, hey, guys, let's enforce the laws. I mean, you've been vilified, you've been called names, you've been, threatened.
Well, name calling is the last resort of somebody who is losing the argument. I think most Americans, most reasonably minded Americans, look around, they see the realities, and they understand that this isn't a terribly complicated issue. We simply need to enforce the border. We need to finish the fence. And we need to hold this president. Again, we have a constitutional crisis at the helm of this sinking ship as a president who has been systematically dismantling interior and perimeter enforcement for the last 6 years. Actions have consequences, and now we have a crisis at the border. So, you know, I think the public needs to understand that the fix is never going to be put in place by this president. He doesn't want to fix it. He won't fix it. In fact, he's dead set on making it worse by executive action. So the solutions really rest with Congress right now.
Bob, please stand by. Our great friend Bob Dane with us from FAIR. We'll learn more about what you can do to help them and, again, to help secure America.
We shouldn't be making it harder for the best and the brightest to come here.
We are 5 days away from fundamentally transforming the United States of America.
When eyes wanna get too sad, I think thoughts that I know are bad.
Things are tense in Murrieta, California.
This is illegal. It's got to stop.
Why are you guys
stop today?
If people care about the future of this country and defense of our republic, they will join this cause of articles of impeachment against Barack Obama, because enough is enough.
Giving Idaho a reason to get out of bed. Kevin Miller in the morning on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Living the dream here, 580 KIDO. Bob Dane joining us of FAIR. Bob, let's talk a little bit about our folks here in the West. How are we doing as far as our congressional delegation when it comes to keeping America safe?
I don't have a quick, ready answer for you on your Western delegation.
I know you're the East Coast guy, but we found you more compelling than the West Coast guy.
Yeah. Look, I think let me put this in general terms. Right now, Congress, all members of Congress, have an amazingly winning hand with the president. Because, let me put this in context, last week the president had a Rose Garden speech. He blamed the House Republicans for the border crisis because they didn't pass amnesty. I mean, completely tortured logic. Today, The president has made an enormous request of Congress, $3.7 billion to solve the chaos that he just created, about $1.8 billion for HHS, for food, clothing, shelter, some money going to ICE for transportation costs. All of that to say Congress has the upper hand right now. They've got something he needs, money and tons of it. So here's the deal they should make. And by the way, I think it's a legitimate – the money is maybe more than he needs, but we've got a crisis. These kids have to be cared for. We're going to have to throw money at the problem. So here's the deal Congress needs to make. Okay, Mr. President, we will give you the check to deal with this problem. But in return, you're going to guarantee they're going to be removed. You're going to stop abusing executive power. You're going to start enforcing the laws as we intended. And you're going to accept the changes we made to this 2008 trafficking law, which Kevin is gumming up the works right now for an expedited removal. Ultimately, all members of Congress need a reality check. They ought to be going down to the border, unlike the president, taking a look at the crisis, writing him a check, but with strings attached. Because if they don't understand they have the upper hand right now and use the power of the purse, I don't know when they ever will.
Well, speaking of the power of the purse, Bob, here's a Border Patrol agent telling it like it is.
American taxpayer is paying for them being flown across the country. The American taxpayer is paying for their medical treatment while they're in our custody. I know a lot of them are going to be public assistance. I know that for sure.
I mean, we're paying for them right now.
Sure we are, and we're going to pay for even more because it looks like the number of unaccompanied minors entering the country could be more than 60,000 this year and probably double that amount next year. And the problem, you know, if you were to ask me, are they going home tomorrow, my answer would be, is President Obama going to be the keynote speaker at the Reagan Ranch? No, absolutely not. The backlogs are so big. And they, by the way, this is not a recent problem. It has been getting recent attention, but this has been going on for several years. I mean, these illegal alien children have been coming here over the last 5 years. Almost 90% of them are still waiting for their cases to be heard. You had 30,000 of them last year. I know that's a surprise because we all think this happened all of a sudden. No, you had 30,000 of them last year. Only 6% were removed. So Congress has got to get the ball rolling here because the backlog will get so big that we're never going to have the resources, let alone the will, to process them all and return them.
Finally, Bob, why don't we enforce the borders? I mean, we keep hearing immigration reform. Why don't we just enforce the laws that we have?
Enforce the laws already on the books, sure. Enact worksite verification, allow the states to participate in immigration, stop the states from enacting sanctuary policies. This is not really complicated stuff. Let's protect the borders, our rule of law, and give the American worker and taxpayer a fair shake. Those are common sense reforms. Guess what? They don't cost $3.8 billion unless you let it get to the crisis point.
How do you see this playing out? I think you're pretty optimistic about Congress. Of course, we are dealing with the bait-and-switch presidency, the most transparent administration ever.
Here's my fear, Kevin. Best guess, Obama's going to grant these kids temporary protected status. It's not what the program is for, but it'll bend the definition. They'll get the stay. My other fear is that ultimately the current border surge of these kids is going to slow down. Obama will then say, mission accomplished. Illegal immigration is over. We fixed everything. Now it's time for amnesty, and I'm doing it by executive action. My guess, it would be just his style, never let a crisis go to waste, to claim he's got the immediate problem under control, and then, of course, fail to mention the much larger problem. The long-standing and underlying problem of millions of adult illegal aliens in the country. He'll never mention that. So, yeah, I think the pen and the phone will come out by the end of August, and we'll see more executive action.
How do we stop him?
This is the thing. Congress has the authority to write the laws and regulate immigration. They depend on the president to carry that out. He's not, and he won't. It's probably high time. I really believe it is, for Congress to put a bill together that identifies all of the weak spots and all of the loopholes in the current immigration law that the president is exploiting. It could clarify certain words like prosecutorial discretion and deferred action and demand stronger adherence to the law. Now, you and I both know the president would never sign it, but at least future presidents might sign it, and it would prevent a repeat of this presidential abuse of power and the neglect of the law.
Bob Dane, you haven't lost your fastball there, my friend.
I appreciate it, Kevin. You know, we're in this together. Let's stay up to date on this. This is seemingly, changing minute by minute.
One more thing, if people want to help you, what can they do again?
It's fairus.org.
Keep up the great work.
That.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks. Thanks, Kevin. Bye.
Bye-bye. There you have it. Bob Dane from FAIR, one of the great groups, great patriotic groups, fighting to secure America. You're listening to Kevin Miller, 580 KIDO.
Dave Ramsey, weekdays at noon. Now back to Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
636, we love the Gem State. It's a great place to live, although it's a dangerous place to live if you're blonde-haired, blue-eyed, fair-skinned, like good old Kay Millie. Yeah, even if you're not, one of the highest rates of skin cancer in the States happens to be the Gem State. Joining us now is Dr. James Stewart from St. Alphonsus Cancer Center to discuss well-known dermatologist, very strong advocate in skin cancer prevention safety tips. Dr. Stewart, good to have you with us.
Good morning, Kevin.
Well, you know, when we last had you on, it was the kickoff for the summer, and I was sitting around, and, you know, every time I go out and I mow the lawn, every time I go outside now, I think of your words of caution and being in that high-risk group, like a lot of people here in Idaho, you know, it's best to cover up. Your thoughts on just how we're doing as far as the summer goes.
Well, I am still seeing a lot of sunburns walk into my dermatology practice. So I think we're probably doing about average, which is not so good.
Well, that's not good. I mean, most of us that grew up, we all got sunburned, and we put on the spray there, and we were good to go. But the more we learn about skin cancer, the more we know that, you know, these are warning signs. Let's talk a little bit about just what happens to your skin when you get a sunburn.
Well, we know that each sunburn causes damage to the cells in the skin, and it will lead to wrinkling and age spots, but it can also lead to really serious things like melanoma, which is the most deadly form of skin cancer. We know that it's not just sunburns, but just the total amount of sun exposure we get, just getting out of our car, walking into the grocery store or home appliance place, adds up over a lifetime and can cause damaging changes to the skin.
Well, how do we combat this? I mean, we all can't be Kevin Miller and live like a vampire.
Well, if everyone did, they'd get a lot less precancerous things that need to get frozen or age spots. If they wore broad-brim hats when they went out to mow the lawn and put that on their sunscreen, and that would help a lot.
And what about the idea of sunscreen in your clothing? That's kind of new. I mean, now when I go out, I have the long. I mean, you should see me. I look like I'm a 65. I've got my not only a broad bend hat, but it's even bigger. And you know, I've got the long sleeve shirt and the long sleeve pants on.
Well, you're doing the right things. There are some fabrics that have some sunscreening agents in them, or are tightly woven to block out the sunlight. So I think it's really helpful to wear, in midsummer, clothing that is designed to protect the skin from sunlight. But even just having a long-sleeve shirt on and a hat helps a great deal.
Well, what are some of the conditions we should look out for, Dr. Stewart, when we're wanting to prevent skin cancer? One thing that really troubles me is the death of Bill Cowher's wife. Bill Cowher, former coach of the Pittsburgh Steelers, on the NFL show on CBS, had a beautiful wife. They have two twin girls living in Raleigh, North Carolina. Everything was going their way. Within 6 months, she was dead because of skin cancer.
Yeah, the melanoma can really sneak up on you. It can appear suddenly without any warning. Usually it's a flat black spot or enlarging mole, and they have irregular borders. They can happen anywhere on the body, which makes it tricky. You know, we don't always look at the back of our legs or have somebody look at our back, but they can occur anywhere, sometimes in the scalp and the hair, and they can spread relatively quickly into the lymph nodes and elsewhere once they get going. So if anyone sees a new black, irregular spot that is spreading outward, they should get in to see at least their doctor, that, or preferably to a dermatologist, and get it checked.
Now, how do you prevent that in your hair? If it's in your hair, you can't see it.
Well, that's the thing. You should get a friend to go through your hair and just take a look and see if there are any black irregular spots there. Or you can ask your barber or hairstylist to say, you know, if you see anything black and irregular, let me know while you're cutting my hair. Because a lot of hair salon people do pick up melanomas and tell people about them.
Dr. Stewart, let's talk about what you look for in an examination. Obviously, that one spot, anything else?
Yes. The more common skin cancers are growths that are bleeding or scabbing. We see skin cancers on the nose, cheeks, ears a lot. And of your listeners, I would guess about 1 in 4 is going to get one of these skin cancers. Probably a lot who are listening right now have had a skin cancer on their face or head someplace. And so anything bleeding that seems to be getting bigger and just doesn't want to heal should get checked out.
Now, Dr. Stewart, what do you do when you counsel someone like me who, is of the high-risk group?
Well, people who have really fair skin, light-colored hair, either red or blonde when they were young, and have had some sun exposure when they were younger, they should really be coming in every year and getting a full-body skin exam. And then you should be looking over yourself for these kinds of growths and then doing the sun protective things, like you said, like wearing a hat, sunscreen. And we also encourage people to avoid the sun between 10 and 4 here in Idaho. And so if you have an outdoor activity like playing some golf, get out there early, like at 6 in the morning for your tee-off time. Or if you're going swimming, go late in the afternoon, go late after 4 p.m.
Well, I was even noticing yesterday, I was at the Fred Meyer there on Chinden, and I just stopped for a minute. It was like 3 in the afternoon. It was like being in a tanning bed.
Yeah, you can really feel the intense heat, but that doesn't necessarily correlate with how much ultraviolet light you're getting. The peak time in Idaho is between 1 and 2 as far as the strength of the ultraviolet light.
Now, what about the idea of what to look for in a sunscreen for people with children, for people listening, because I just, get the SPF 100.
Well, you don't have to get a 100. We just encourage 30 SPF and above, broad spectrum, and something that people are willing to put on. Now, guys like to put on a spray, and there's been a little controversy about that, about the safety, but I think it's totally safe. If you're doing it near the head, just hold your breath and shut your eyes and spray away and get it on. That's the key thing. For kids, a lot of kids like the sprays, too, and I say go for it. Put it on. Just tell them to hold their breath, shut their eyes, and spray it on.
Yes, it's no fun getting it in your eyes. That happened to me when I was at the Bundy Ranch. It was not a fun day for me.
No, some people are sensitive to sunscreens, and they do make titanium dioxide sunscreens that don't bother the eyes, or sticks that you can rub around the eyes, or gel sunscreens that you can put down or on your scalp or in your part if you're female.
I see. So, Dr. Stewart, if I want to come see you, what do we do? Just go to St. Alphonsus and look for you?
Oh, well, actually not. If they just look under my name, James Stewart, they'll find where I'm located, and they can call my office. We'll be glad to see you.
Yeah, do you need a referral to go to a dermatologist under these rules or not?
Generally not, but some insurance plans do require referrals to specialists. So, if you're wondering, you can call your insurance company and say, is Dr. Stewart on my health plan list for the insurance company? If not, you may need a referral.
Or you could go to another dermatologist, obviously, as well.
Absolutely. Yeah, a lot of family practice docs, too, are pretty familiar with skin cancer. Or there are lots of dermatologists in the valley, and just call around and get in and get seen.
Yeah, by the way, Dr. Stewart, with us here, Kevin Miller, 580 KIDO. I just go back to the idea, and maybe because I'm getting older or, again, I'm in the high-risk group. And 20 years ago, Dr. Stewart, people just said to me, hey, you'll turn red and eventually you'll turn brown. Well, I tried, and I just turned a hotter shade of pink.
And that's very dangerous to be getting red and burning like that, because we know people who have had more sunburns are at higher risk of getting melanoma.
Yeah, I mean, those words scare the heck out of me right now. What about taking care of our skin? Is there anything, I mean, do you believe in the vitamins? Do you moisturize your skin? A lot of people say, well, Kevin, why aren't we talking about the news of the day? Well, this is really the news of the day, because people in Idaho, again, are at higher risk than other places. We have a lot of cases of skin cancer here.
Well, in the summertime, the key thing is getting the sunscreen on in the morning before you head out.
Right.
On the areas that are going to be exposed. And another topic on skin problems is that we live in a very dry climate here. And so moisturizing the legs and the back helps a lot. Just using a thick jar-type moisturizing cream helps keep the skin from getting itchy and dried out. And then as far as skin health goes, I don't think taking supplemental vitamins for the skin or applying vitamins or special botanical things helps at all. And so really, as far as skin health goes, the only thing that's important is getting sunscreen on, avoiding the sun, and covering up.
Dr. Stewart, let's talk a little bit about tanning beds, because a lot has been written, a lot has been reported on them now. We know a little bit more about them. And let's just start with tanning beds. Your thoughts on those, are they safe?
I don't believe they're safe. I don't think any amount of tanning is good for you. A lot of young women like to go to the tanning beds or lie out in the sun and get tanned. And we're seeing an increasing rate of melanoma and very weird moles that we have to cut out on young women. And I think this is a big public health problem. People should be warned that they're dangerous and should avoid tanning beds and encourage other family members not to go to the tanning beds.
Let me hit you with a final thought, though. What about people that people would say they're not high risk? Maybe they're Italian. Maybe they're Latino. Maybe they're African-American. Maybe they're Asian. They have more pigment than pigmentless Kevin Miller.
I still think it's not wise for any of those groups to be out in the sun and getting a lot of ultraviolet light. They have a lower risk of getting skin cancer, but they're damaging their skin and causing more wrinkles and age spots on their skin, and they're going to look worse when they get into their 60s if they've been out in the sun a lot. So everybody should use sunscreen, avoid the sun. There is one issue with vitamin D. We know that's made by sunlight in the skin, but a lot of foods are supplemented with vitamin D, and the easiest way to get enough is just to take a vitamin pill.
Yeah, and if you have a deficiency because you're not in the sun, it's best to compensate with that, right?
You should take a vitamin pill in the winter, especially.
Yeah. Well, and hopefully what happened to you as a kid won't come back to haunt you as an adult.
Well, what you did as a kid will show up later as an adult, but hopefully not. But that's why fair-skinned people like yourself, Kevin, should get in at least every year and get a look over and see whether there's anything irregular or worrisome growing on your skin.
Yep. Dr. Stewart, I told you this the last time, but I'm coming to see you.
Well, I'd love to see you, Kevin.
All right. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
Take care. Bye-bye. There you have it, Dr. James Stewart talking about skin cancer. And, folks, we have to take care of ourselves. And, you know, it's part of the idea of getting you back. And maybe it's because we've all kind of taken a look at ourselves internally. I know Glenn talks about this a lot. Dave talks about this a lot. And perhaps I need to talk about it more. But the idea of health, the idea of making sure that we're checked up and everything, and, you know, the old adage, oh, I'm going to be okay, but getting those regular checkups, and if you're at high risk of skin cancer like I am, to make sure you get in and get seen by somebody. I go back to the story of Bill Cower, who lost his college sweetheart because of skin cancer. It can happen, and we're at high risk here in Idaho. So please adhere to what Dr. Stewart's talking about. It is 6:50, Kevin Miller in the morning, 580 KIDO. Let's get you to work.
John Hannity, weekdays at 3. Now, back to Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Kevin Miller in the morning. It is 6:56. Let's go to some emails. It's been a while since we've had a chance to catch up on them. And just talking about the high price of gasoline, this is from our friend Kevin. This is about Phil Hardy. Good morning, Kevin. Just got out of my truck, driving between stops. Is Phil just a liar or is he delusional? The Republican Party of old is dead, even in so-called conservative Idaho. They are now a socialist party going up against the fascist communist party. These guys don't have a conservative bone in their bodies. It's all about power and control, and as long as people are gullible enough to continue putting them in power, we will continue to fail as a state and as a country. Hate to say it, but we are losing the war for freedom in this country, and unless people wake up soon, we will find ourselves in a third world nation. Hang in there, Kevin, and keep up the good work.
Go enjoy your beer and ride your ATV and watch sports. We'll run the country.
I have to admit, Chris Troupas has a point, does he not? When you go to your neighborhood, when you go out and talk to folks about the issues, now I'm not talking about the Tea Party Bob Supper Club. I'm talking about at work. How many times do people come up to you and say, boy, I can't believe the high cost of gas. No, we accept it now, right? We accept it. And we think, well, no big deal. It is what it is. We're powerless. Are we? Are we really? To me, it is just reprehensible that we're just sitting back and taking it. And I know what you're saying. Well, Kevin, we don't have anybody to stick up for us. Well, maybe it has to come from within. Here we have from Martha. How come the national news just said the average gas price nationwide is $3.57 and I just paid $3.75 here in Idaho? Isn't that a lot of difference? Well, that's why you need to get a Prius, I think. And I know what you're saying. I had the girl at Jackson's make fun of me because I'm driving a Prius, at least until tomorrow. But I mean, here's something that's strange. And let's get into this next hour. Let's say you buy a hybrid. Let's say you're like Daryl and Sheila from the Canyon County Tea Party. And, of course, the part of the All-Star panel on Saturday. You buy a hybrid. Or you're like our friend Rance. Great salesman. Works very hard here at 580KIDO. You drive a hybrid. Now, all of a sudden, the state and others, and we heard Governor Otter talking about this, some type of fairness issue when it comes to fuel prices. Let's talk a little bit about that next. We'll go in depth. You don't want to miss this. Let's talk gas prices. First, traffic. 580KIDO, Kevin Miller in the morning. Have we gone too far with being PC? Number one, we have local activists that disrupt the governor's office, that break the law. And what do they get for it? Then we have a coach saying, I'm not hiring Michael Sam. And people are attacking him. Where is the freedom for an opinion? Thankfully, it's with us, Kevin Miller.
Serving Meridian.